So, I've always been a huge animal lover. As a kid, my family kept a ton of different weird pets. Naturally, I've always intended to keep pets of my own when I moved out. Unfortunately, the college I attend requires that all incoming students stay in the dorms on the campus during our first year, and they have very strict anti-pet rules. It honestly felt weird not to have any animals around me for that whole year, considering that they've been a constant in my life for as long as I can remember. Instead of breaking any rules though, I've been volunteering at the animal shelter in town to compensate for the lack of creatures in my own home. I've entered my second year of school now, and I, along with a good friend of mine, managed to get my own apartment. It's not the most impressive thing in the world, but for a couple of college students, it's pretty damn nice. Obviously, the most exciting part of getting our own place, to me at least, was finally being able to take in a pet. My roommate, who has always vocally proclaimed to be a huge cat person, also became very eager when I asked him if he would be willing to share our space with a cat of our own. I personally would have preferred a dog, but cats are much more convenient for us, considering how busy both of our lives are. As soon as I was given the green light by both my roommate and our landlord, I started paying social attention to the cats at the shelter, trying to scope out any that I'd be interested in adopting. I was really just waiting for a new litter of playful kittens to come in, as I knew that neither I nor my roommate had the time to put the proper care into gaining the trust of one of the shyer, older cats. Because of that, you can imagine my surprise when my roommate surprised me by bringing back a cat that he'd found. This thing was ancient by cat standards, and looked that way too, with tired eyes, the scruffy fur, and numerous scars that implied a lifetime spent on the streets. Most strikingly, however, was the fact that he looked almost exactly like my favorite ever childhood cat, an old Tom named Scrappy, who lived around our property. Scrappy was an asshole to just about everyone, but for some reason, he loved me. He was my best friend for years during childhood, before he died after consuming rat poison. He had black fur and yellow eyes, with a large tear in his right ear. This new cat looked exactly the same, except on this cat, the tear was on the left ear. Maybe it was just a resemblance to my long-lost childhood pet, but something about this cat just clicked with me. My roommate and I were both ecstatic to have him. The first day we brought the Scruffy, I thought that name sounded a bit like a Scrappy. The neighbor's dog went absolutely crazy. I probably would have brushed it off had it been any other dog, but I'd never heard so much as a peep out of that dog before this. My roommate just brushed it off by saying that the dog could probably smell Scruffy. It was a plausible enough response to me, so I never thought that much of it. I think I'm reconsidering that now. For the first few weeks, Scruffy was amazing. He was incredibly playful and affectionate despite his age, and spent as much time as he possibly can curled up next to the nearest person he can find. With him being a street cat at heart, he hates being contained during the day, so we leave a window open for him to come in and out as he pleases, though he usually prefers to stay inside when both of us are home. Him being a cat, it wasn't long before he started bringing home gifts from outside. At first, it was really just normal cat things, mice and lizards and whatnot. But then, things got more impressive. First, he was a rabbit. I'll admit, I was kinda shocked when he dragged that thing in. But I brushed it off pretty easily. He'd lived on the streets before this, so of course, he had to be a good hunter. After that, he was a goose. That was really something. Not only because geese are scary, but also because it was winter. And as far as I had known, they'd all migrated. I remember when I was a kid, I managed to befriend one and keep him around during the winter. But even he flew off eventually. The other weird thing about the goose was the fact that when I tried to touch it, Scruffy snarled at me and dragged it away. I assumed that this behavior was just a resource guarding problem Scruffy had, but he'd never been aggressive to me before when he'd brought in the smaller animals. I decided to brush it off, though as long as that goose wasn't left there rotting on my bed, I didn't really care what Scruffy did with it. Another recent development was the fact that now the dog barks his damn head off in the middle of the night. I'm just trying to tell myself that it's just because of coyotes or something. But the barks are like clockwork, 3 a.m. every goddamn night. Scruffy's bought me new different weird things since the goose. He brought in a type of finch I've never seen in my area. A chameleon, which would never survive the climate I live in. And disturbingly, a severed raccoon paw. The oddest thing about this is the fact that all these creatures were things that my family kept as pets. Every single one of them. We kept finches, we had a chameleon for a while, and we rescued a baby raccoon and raised it once. I'll admit, it kind of creeped me out, but the most recent gift that Scruffy's brought me is easily some of the scariest thing I've ever experienced. I woke up with a severed dog head on my bed. It was a small, but definitely a dog, and its collar was still wrapped around its bloody neck. This was the first gift that actually got a scream out of me. Once I'd gotten over the original horror of finding it there, I felt terrible for the dog and checked the tag on the collar in order to give the dog's owner the awful call, hoping I could at least offer some closure about their pet. When I read the tag though, my heart stopped. There was no number, just an address. It was the old address of my childhood best friend, who'd moved away when I was about 9. Worse yet, the address didn't exist anymore. The area where my friend's house had been was demolished and replaced with a small shopping center a few years back. As I was trying to process this, Scruffy realized that I was touching the dog, bit my hand, and dragged the head away. I was still absolutely horrified, but when I tried to explain it to my roommate, he told me to stop trying to creep him out. Scruffy hasn't brought me any gifts since, but he has been doing something far worse. Every night, he screams at the window. And when I say scream, I mean that it sounds human, like a man trying to sound like a cat yowling, but not quite getting there. Whenever Scruffy starts, the dog shuts up, sometimes mid-bark. I was shocked that my roommate didn't bring it up, but I assumed he was trying not to accept how scary the whole thing is. Today was the final straw. My room, over the past few weeks, has been smelling progressively worse. I assumed it was because I'm admittedly awful about doing laundry, but it is still always felt off for some reason. Last night, I found the source. I woke up to Scruffy's screaming. I have a huge exam in a few days, so I was fed up and decided to go and shut the window that Scruffy always looked out when he yells, hoping I could get some sleep. When I put my foot down on the ground, I felt something licking my leg, just slobbering all over it. I thought it was Scruffy trying to groom me, but the tongue felt too big and soft to be his. As my eyes adjusted to the darkness, I realized that Scruffy was still on the window sill, not under the bed. I turned on the light and almost puked. Every single animal Scruffy had guarded from me was stashed under my bed. The goose, the finch, the chameleon, the raccoon paw, and the dog head, which was seemingly staring at me. At this point, Scruffy had run off somewhere else in the house, and I screamed at the top of my lungs. My roommate ran in as soon as I did, panicked, then disgusted at the pile of bodies under the bed. When he asked what had happened, I tried to explain it, how Scruffy had been bringing me gifts, how every night he curled up with me, only to wake up and yowl in the early morning. At that last part, my roommate looked confused. "What do you mean?" Suddenly, I was just as confused as he was. "What do you mean, what do you mean? What do you mean he sleeps with you every night?" "He does. He curls up with me every evening." "Then, what the heck have I been sleeping with?"